Hi, this is Florence Carmella and James Patrick of the Forum Celebrity Podcast, and we're here with another update on the Sean P. Diddy Combs investigation. We have some information we wanted to share with you. I know a lot of people out there are looking at social media, especially TikTok, getting their information, but we found some things that we don't think anybody has heard yet, or at least has the full story. So we wanted to share it with you today.
Okay, we wanted to kind of give you information other people didn't have, and we don't know how deep you're following this or how deep you've been following this. I've been kind of watching this for years, to be honest with you. Gene Deal has talked about a lot of this stuff over the years. Even KVD has done some podcasts that it's described the music industry in a pretty disgusting way, to be honest with you. Now, what Suge Knight said is he said, I'm really bad on names, so I got the names written down. But he said that there's a secret society run by men in the music industry, and you have to go through them to really make it big and to be kind of one of a mogul or an icon. And you have to do certain things and do the math, use your imagination. So they have to do certain things. Some do, some don't. Cat Williams talked about how he didn't want to do it. Dave Chappelle, this is comedy, be it whatever, in Hollywood in general. He didn't want to do it.
Offered a lot of money.
Yeah.
They turned down a lot.
And they turned down everything. They just said, we're not into it. A lot of people that are less talented, they shine and they make a ton of money. But anyway, Suge Knight said that after Tupac died, he was really angry. And there was a lot of rumors that Diddy had something to do with it. The head of Interscope Records, Jimmy Iovine, came over, and they were friends. They were doing business at the time. They talked a lot to each other in the industry. He came over and he said, don't do anything to Diddy. Just leave him alone. And he was kind of wondering why. And he said, because Clive Davis and him are in a relationship. Now, some of you are going, huh? Well, Clive Davis came out and he wrote a biography. And in it, he said he had been homosexual, or not homosexual, but he had been bisexual since the 70s in the Club 54 days, very wild days back then. And he said that he definitely was bisexual. And there's a lot of rumors about him. So again, Diddy and him. Now you look at, Andre Harrell and Russell Simmons. Andre Harrell was the head of Uptown Records, and Russell Simmons, very famous Def Jam's records. He was the head of that. Supposedly, Suge Knight allegedly that they were in a relationship. Well, who was the intern for Andre Harrell? Diddy. Suge said that's where he was groomed, through Andre Harrell, Russell Simmons, and also R. Kelly was involved in all that. So these are the guys that they learned from, they were groomed from, and you know, you do the math, everything's alleged. But now you look at a lot of people say Quincy Jones, his situation with Michael and all these other things, telling him, you know, convincing him he had to change his look and change the way he is. And look on Puffy's life, Puffy's parents, a lot of people said that his mom was a dancer, a model, all that, that she ran a brothel. And he saw that lifestyle. And then his dad, who was in the military, his father, I believe his name was Earl, he died at 33 in a drive-by shooting, who was his good friend, Frank Lucas. So he was friends with Frank Lucas, the famous Denzel Washington portrayed him very well in that movie. And in the 60s and 70s, he was a huge drug runner. So you have all these ties to his life. And a lot of people think Jay-Z is the next one to go down. And some are saying, well, how's that link? Well, Jay-Z obviously had a lot of issues. And a lot of these guys go after the young girls. Everyone seemed to want Aaliyah. After R. Kelly had Aaliyah and all that stuff, Jay-Z wanted when Dame Dash was dating her. Well, Dame Dash and him were partners in Rockefeller Records. So Jay-Z wanted a young protege to kind of have an empire with, and he eventually got that with Beyonce. But these girls are very young. And then obviously Foxy Brown, they said Jay-Z met her when she was 15 or 16. Some even said 14. It's hard to get exacts. But he said he never dated her. There's a lot of things that are being said. And you look at his other situations Jay-Z has. Who was his best friend? R. Kelly. Jay-Z did one or two albums with R. Kelly. They even did a tour. Jay-Z finished it, but R. Kelly was very flaky. He'd come and go. He wouldn't show up sometimes, so he kind of got sick of all that. And then R. Kelly obviously got in trouble, so he's not friends with him anymore. Now, what other shady stuff does Jay-Z have? Jay-Z is great friends with the Bronfmans, B-R-O-N-F-M-A-N. They are one of the richest families in the world, one of the most, and I've talked to my Jewish friends, and they said that they're one of the most powerful Jewish families in the world. And they were heavy involved in that NXIVM, I believe it was called. And I'm horrible on names. So it was NXIVM cult that was, the leaders were getting people under him to get underage girls to kind of be, to traffic them for him, some of the leaders. So it was a very sick cult. And you may remember the actress for Smallville did prison time for that. Allison Mack, and she did prison time for being, for getting some girls. And also the reason the Bronfmans are involved is Claire Bronfman, I believe it was, she's the heiress to the fortune. She also was involved in it. Now, MIA was a famous singer in Britain, and she was really blowing up. She was getting awards, everything else. She was dating one of the Bronfmans, and she had a falling out because she didn't want to be with them. She broke up with them after 4 years, but they had a kid. MIA insists that the Bronfmans were heavily involved in this sex trafficking cult. Who was their great friend? Jay-Z. What ended up happening is she got into a huge custody battle with their son with this guy, and she went to Jay-Z's record label. Then her career just stopped. I mean, she wasn't getting emails from them anymore. She says that I sent them all these emails and someone hacked into my computer and literally deleted them. Said he wouldn't return my calls. He wouldn't help me. I literally was ruined. And then she said they also helped him gain custody of the son. And with all these other legal things about her not being able to travel to different countries, blah, blah, blah. Well, she hasn't seen her son in 10 years. So here she loses her career, loses her kid, and she's saying it's not a coincidence that Jay-Z was involved in all this. Also, the Bronfmans, who was their Bronfman Sr. was the guy that made all the money in the 70s, and they also made money kind of like the Kennedys. I believe they were alcohol runners. They're the Seagram's empire. So Bronfman Jr., he was the head of Warner Music. He was the head of Warner Music, one of the three most dominant music companies in the world. So you have all these connections. He was a former. He's not it anymore. But you have all these connections with Jay-Z, all these powerful things. How do certain people get in with all these powerful families? Like I said, Shug says, do the math. So the worry now from a lot of these music moguls, Florence, is that Diddy knows where all the bodies are buried. Mm-hmm. And there's even bigger names than him involved in the music industry. Maybe politicians, maybe Hollywood people, that he's going to now, Jay-Z, supposedly him and Jay-Z, they have that Rock Nation billionaire luncheon every year. Well, this is the first year they didn't do it. And supposedly they weren't going to do it because Jay-Z didn't want to have a Diddy come. So it's just very weird how all these things are happening. And a lot of people think now Diddy's going to turn evidence and go against all these people and tell on them, which would really blow up the music industry.
And I think that's what the raid was about, because again, obviously the RICO charges with, you know, weaponry and having drugs and all that, aside from finding that, whether they did or not, I mean, those are allegations. Also, he had video. I mean, he had security cameras in every single room. So the cameras obviously were there for a reason. So again, there must be, I mean, again, politicians, people in the music industry, other rappers, obviously, millionaires, billionaires, just like the Jeffrey Epstein situation. He must have had so much video to hold over these people's heads. And again, this is what people are saying. This is what's been alleged, that that's one of the reasons that there was the raid in his homes, all his homes, I believe, because they had that information and they wanted to go and they wanted to go get the proof. You know, nobody knows for sure, but I do think that, you know, Homeland Security isn't going to do anything like that unless they have a case, unless they know a lot. I know that Suge Knight and even 50 Cent had said it. They don't move that way unless they know. You know, if you know, you know. So.
And Homeland Security is involved with all the trafficking. And the big thing, too, is that if he's involved with drugs, weapons, boy, you don't mess with the RICO Act because, again, you don't have to have specific crimes. They don't have to prove anything. They just have to prove you're involved in all this stuff.